The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Always a pleasure. Love to catch up with my good friend Mark Ingram. He's the UAB Athletic Director. That's why it's called the UAB Athletic Director's Chair. We do it every single week right here on Tony Curry Radio on the TKR app. Thanks to 100,000 folks who've downloaded the app. You're getting classic rock and great unique programming every single week, like the Director's Chair. And of course, you can also go to wherever you got a podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. We have over 1,000 shows, 13 different shows, developing new shows all the time, like this one. You can hear them all wherever you get your favorite podcast. Mark, how you doing, brother? Everything good?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me, man. How you doing?
Well, doing fantastic. We love to catch up. We talk a little classic rock with you. And about once a month, we like to go through our emails because this is an all-inclusive show for our listeners as well. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Yes, we do. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. So I'm going to get in some emails here for you. The first one here from Don in Hoover wants to know, with the CFP playoff expanding to 12 teams the year after next, do group of five teams actually have a shot at making the 12-team playoff?
Yeah, absolutely. Good old Don. Thank you, man, for your question.
So
that's a big part of how and why it expanded to 12. So what you've got is the champion from each of the autonomy conferences, the five autonomy conferences, that champion gets an automatic. And then the highest ranked champion from the group of five gets an automatic. So that's the automatic. And then, so that's the top six. The next six are the next six highest ranked teams. So in years past, that would probably include another group of five team.
Yep.
But you know, that's the plan. So you get six of the conference champions and the next six highest ranked teams.
How do you, let me ask you this. How do you schedule knowing that? Obviously, if UAB is lights out, just a fantastic football team, and you feel like you can rip through your conference and win a Conference USA championship, do you start looking at your scheduling? I mean, do you take those on-the-road games against Georgia knowing you're probably going to have to be undefeated or maybe just one loss in order to make the CFP?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to make the CFP, you got to win all your games, right? Yep. I mean, you can't – you can maybe win, you can lose a game, but you know, it depends on what your competition looks like. So you can't play, you know, the out of 131 teams, you can't play, you know, teams 120 to 131 and expect to get into the playoff just because you're undefeated. But the problem is, Tony, you don't know what everybody's going to be. We in football, unlike any other sport, in football, we schedule so far out that a team that you think could be a great matchup for you today when you sign it up, when you play them in 8 or 10 years, they could be horrible. Yeah. Or they could be the best team in the country. You know, you really just don't know what you're going to get. Other sports are scheduling year to year, so they know what the personnel looks like when they say, hey, our team is going to be, we think, you know, if we stay healthy, our team is going to be good. You know, let's use men's or women's basketball. We think we're going to be good. Let's schedule a little tougher so that if we're as good as we think we are and we can win those games, we get into the NCAA tournament. That's the way the basketball teams and other sports schedule based on what we have. We look at, you know, what we think would be best for us to give us a competitive schedule that, you know, moving on. And you know, year to year, you know what the other teams are going to look like based on their talent.
Yeah.
So even through the transfer portal and what have you, you know who has transferred in or is who is leaving exactly. You know exactly what they're going to have just about. You know, they could have one player, I guess, that shows up afterwards. But for the most part, you have a good feel for what those opponents are going to be, again, assuming they stay healthy. So football is just harder. The answer to your question is yes, you're trying to do that so that you can challenge yourself, win those games and get in the CFP. But because of how far out you go, it just makes it harder.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons that so many Blazer fans are excited about the inclusion of the AAC next year, just because you've had one of those teams actually make
that's
the final
right.
four. Now Cincinnati's leaving, but I mean, that's a good look.
That's right. And the conference itself is tougher.
Yep.
So even having nothing to do with the games that we schedule, the non-conference games, the conference games are going to be tougher, which by itself gives you a kind of a boost up there.
You're listening to the UAB Director's Chair. He's Mark Ingram, UAB_AD. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he'll answer your questions as we do right here on the Director's Chair show here. info@tonycurryradio.net. We'll get to your emails about once a month and get into those. Jimmy in Knoxville is a supplanted to UAB fan. He said, what does an average day look like for an athletic director? And do you have to go to every event?
Well, there, Jimmy, I appreciate you, brother. There is no such thing as an average day. So that's, you know, I get that question a lot. There's no such thing as an average day. You know, your meetings with coaches, meetings with sometimes players, depending on the situation, student athletes, meeting with recruits. If a coach asks you, you know, would you do that? And you're available. I try to meet with every recruit. That doesn't work out, but I meet with a lot of our recruits in all sports. You know, you're meeting with your staff, you're planning for events, you've got events happening all the time in all sports. So you're, you know, you might be raising money for a facility. I mean, it's all over the place in terms of what does your day look like. You can't go to every event, right? So I go to every home football game and every away football game. Unless I have a personal conflict, and I've had a couple, you know, my wife's brother got married, you know, I missed a game, a road game because of his wedding. There's a couple of times that those kind of things happen. My son was in the state championship as a track athlete. It missed a game, you know, so try to be a good dad and a good husband too, which is hard to do. But I, you know, I go to every home men's basketball game. I probably hit like one or two road games in men's basketball. You know, what's hard in basketball is generally if our men's team is at home, our women's team is on the road and vice versa. So if you choose to go to any of those games, you're automatically missing the other. So, you know, then you're trying to hit about half, a third to half of every other team's home events. And, you know, like baseball and softball have a ton of games.
Yeah.
And so that's hard. That's hard to go to, but you know, you try. And the whole, listen, I love sports and I want to go to sports. The point of going is to show your support of the team. You want the coach to see you there. You want the kids to see you there. If for no other reason that they know you care about them, you wish them well and want them to be successful and you're paying attention, you know?
Yeah. He's the UAB Athletic Director, Mark Ingram. He's kind enough to come on every single week and do the UAB Director's Chair, one of our most listened to podcasts here on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. And of course, also on TKR. It was back April 23rd, 2021 that Governor Kay Ivey signed House Bill 391, an anti-transgender bill that would ban transgender youth from participating in the school sports consistent with their gender equity. I don't know if that carries over into the university level, and I don't think it does. But in Texas, 2 days ago, they're about to sign a ban on transgender athletes. They've already got a ban similar for public schools, but this will be in universities where biological men cannot compete against women in college sports. Toby in Birmingham wants to know what your thoughts are, Mark Ingram, on transgender sports.
Well, you know, I appreciate the question. You can imagine that's a very polarizing discussion.
Yes.
Amongst, you know, men and women and people who are trans, who identify as the other gender, if they were born males and they identify as women, or born females and identify as a man. And we've had this issue. I've had this issue before. You know, UAB is a very inclusive university and prides itself in that, prides itself in trying to be a place that makes everyone feel safe and welcome. And that extends into our athletic program as well. And, so in doing that, Toby, the challenge is you're trying to make everybody feel welcome and comfortable. And that is not always easy to do. And in fact, it's nearly impossible to do. So while you try to accommodate the individual who has stated to you, you know, that they feel like they identify as another gender, you say, okay, well, I want you to feel comfortable and safe, and I want you to have a great experience. And you know, I genuinely feel that way. In doing that, now the rest of the team may or may not feel it as comfortable with the decisions that are made based on how do you travel? Where does this person dress? And so on. And I was really fortunate that when I had this issue, that this person's team was terrific, and they treated this person with great respect. And the person, you know, I finally looked at this person and I just said, I'm going to say something to you that I pray is not offensive. I just want you to know that I'm asking you this out of a genuine concern for you, which is, I don't know what you need.
Yeah.
And I need you to help me know what you need. And I want to get you what you need, but I don't know what that is. And this person looked back at me and was just, and said, it's cool, I get it. And I said, thank you for understanding that I want to understand. I need your help. And so that's where we started. We just had a great conversation, just two people talking about how we could make this situation the best for everybody. But when it gets to the competition discussion, I appreciate, you know, I've got two daughters that are competitors. One was a swimmer. You know, there was a young man at the University of Pennsylvania who identified as a female and transitioned and then competed as a female. And boy, did that draw a lot of attention and a lot of angst from a lot of people on both sides of that discussion. Boy, it's just hard, you know, and I think everybody listening and everybody in that conversation gets it, that it's hard.
Yeah, it's a great answer. Mark Ingram is UAB Athletic Director. He joins us here for the UAB Director's Chair. We're taking your questions, info@tonycurryradio.net. And as you can see, we read every email that comes in this way. Joy in Birmingham wants to know more about Trent Dilfer. She wants to know what about his family? What are some of his favorite hobbies? She's like, I want to love on this guy. Can't wait till next football season. Tell me more about personal stuff from Trent Dilfer. Can you tell us?
I'll tell you everything that he's shared publicly. You know, Trent's been married for 30 years to his wife, Cassandra, who goes by the name Cass, for short. She was a swimmer in college. They met in college. She's a great lady. They have three daughters, all who have played college volleyball. One is married with a child. The other is married and plays professionally out of the country, professional volleyball. And another is playing volleyball at Liberty University currently. And they have a son that they lost when he was five to he got an infection in his heart. Mm-hmm. And Trevin, and you know, as you would imagine, that was traumatic and really shaped a lot of who they are as people. And Trent loves golf. Trent loves, though he's had some shoulder problems probably from 14 years in the NFL. So I don't think he plays very often. And he said to me the other day, he hasn't played in a couple of years, but I think he used to play a lot when he first finished playing football. But you know, now with, you know, knee issues and shoulder issues, we all do what we can when we can. He's excited about our lakes around Smith Lake and Lake Martin. And so, you know, he's a great guy who's been very, he's very easy to talk to. He's very welcoming. He's high energy. He's got a lot of great ideas. He's a very inclusive guy. So he, you know, he'll have an idea and he'll call me or he'll call me, hey, what do you think of this? I'm thinking about this. What do you think? You know, so that's been a lot of fun for me to really be engaged there. Because, you know, we all have, the longer you're in any business, you have thoughts and opinions on how things should be, you know? So that's been a lot of fun. He's gotten to know all of our other coaches really well. I think he's done a great job of building relationships with our other athletic staff and coaches who've enjoyed, you know, coming over to the facility and practicing and seeing him and him coming out to the team and saying hey to them, and just a really good guy. You know, so I think people, when they, you know, don't be afraid to go up to him and say hello. He's just gonna be like, hey, I'm Trent. How you doing? You know, and he's a very easy to get to know and get along with person.
I think the amazing thing about him, and I still think it was the best hire of the college football season. I really do. When I saw him at a recent UAB basketball game and he got out there, he was out there for about 10 or 15 seconds. I know him more, even though I'm 56 years old, coming on 57. I know him more from ESPN than I do from his actually playing career, knowing that he actually won a Super Bowl. And I think what's amazing, and it makes it such a great hire, is the majority of your men, your younger men, know him more from ESPN. They're the 24, 25, yeah. 26 year old that love fantasy football and stuff like that. And I think that you're going to get, I think the impact is going to be huge just having him on board in that aspect. It's just so weird to see him down there at the basketball court at Bartow Arena. And I'm like, I still can't believe he's the coach. I just think it's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a lot of that. Like, oh my gosh, our coach is Trent Dilfer, you know, famous person, Trent Dilfer. And he's excited to be here. That's the other thing that's been great about him. You know, so this isn't to knock any, I'm going to make a general statement, and not everybody is this way, but sometimes, like, if I had made a traditional hire, and let's say I had hired a coordinator from a high level program, they come to UAB and we're not as maybe our facility, while it's really nice, it's maybe not as big as the one they were at, or we don't have as many staff, or we don't have the budget that they came from. So they kind of, if they're not careful, they can walk in with this sort of wah, wah, wah kind of attitude. Like, man, we really don't have anything, huh? You know, I didn't think it would be like this. Trent is not like that. You know, Trent is very understanding, like, hey, our budget is what it is. We'll keep working to grow it. I get it. You know, let's figure out a way to, you know, to we don't have to buy the most expensive thing all the time. What we're trying to do, we're trying to accomplish a goal. How do we accomplish that goal? I don't have to buy this exact product to achieve that goal. Maybe I could buy a different product that costs less. We still achieve the goal. Great. You know, he's been very grounded in that regard. And I, just from his NFL and ESPN background, I wondered, you know, here's a guy that's made seven figures for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he's flown on a lot of private jets, you know, and flown first class a lot. And so you just, yeah, I don't know. And it's been since the mid-90s. He's been doing that since the mid-90s,
yeah.
Since he was drafted in the first round as a quarterback, right? The quarterbacks are pretty well taken care of. But he has been anything but, you know, let's say arrogant or any of my concerns, and they weren't great, but any concerns that I had have been completely eliminated very early.
Hey, listen, if Michael Jordan can play for the Barons, Trent Dilfer can coach the UAB Blazers, man.
Right.
You know?
Remember Jordan bought that bus, though. He was like, all right. It's got to be a nice bus.
You know? But they still weren't flying, baby. They were on a nice bus. But, yeah. Your questions, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. This is the UAB Director's Chair. He's Mark Ingram, UAB_AD, if you want to check him out on Twitter. To kind of go along with it, it's a great question. Jill wants to know, how often do you see a direct correlation between athletes and athletic hires, their success, and the enrollment at UAB?
Well, I don't know if you could pinpoint one to another. You know, let's not discount the fact that we have an office of undergraduate, you know, admissions and enrollment management is a big part of every university. So there's a lot of effort going into growing enrollment. And I say that only to say that it's probably never just one thing, right? It's Dr. Watts wants to build new dormitories and new classrooms. Well, that helps enrollment. He wants to, if he builds a new dining space, that helps enrollment because that's a big part of how people choose their university, right? We want to hire great deans who hire great faculty. Well, what the school of X is ranked has a lot to do with a student who's very focused on whatever topic or subject that is. That's all those things. But to answer the question, I think that excitement is good, right? Any enthusiasm is good, and enthusiasm and excitement helps grow enrollment. And so anybody who's won the national championship at just about every sport sees a bit of a bump in applications. And sometimes that bump is double, you know, sometimes not. But if you win the national title, Coastal Carolina won it in baseball, and they saw a huge spike in interest through their admissions applications. And that, so any excitement is positive. So in our case, having hired Coach Dilfer, I think there's a lot of excitement around him and the program. And that's positive, and it can only be good for everybody, including enrollment. But it would be unfair. Listen, as the AD, I'd love to say that if enrollment goes up, it is based completely on him, you know, but I know better than that. I'd love to say that, but I know better than that.
All right, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. One more question here. Toy in Hueytown has heard our show, loves the show, UAB Director's Chair, and heard recently you were talking about doing some type of expansion slash remodeling on Bartow Arena. You have set an attendance record this year for men's basketball, which is fantastic. They're doing very, very well. He wants to know, is there a timetable on that, and what can we do as fans to push it forward?
Well, I appreciate that question, and at some point we'll come back to our fans, probably ask them to help us raise the money necessary to do it. We're sort of refining what the plan is. You know, to say at a high level, we would like to modernize Bartow Arena, and that's probably all I'm comfortable saying at this point without being too specific. You know, it's like concourse fan areas. You know, we would like to enhance the fan experience at Bartow. I don't want to put a timeline on it, and candidly, and I don't think anybody would disagree with this, you know, the way that inflation has impacted construction has a little bit to do with it. Because every time we go, you know, I kind of like the idea of this, and we get a kind of a rough estimate, we go, okay, and then a month passes, and it's like, hey, that estimate's no longer good. Oh, gee whiz. You know, so there's some trepidation in, we'd like to have done it yesterday, right? But we need to be fiscally responsible, and even though the scope of our concepts haven't really changed, as inflation does change and those cost estimates change, we've got to ask ourselves, is it realistic? Can we fund that project, right? You know, but we're going to do something, and I'd like it to be in the near future we would begin that. But
Bartow's owned by UAB, correct?
What's that?
Bartow Arena is owned by UAB, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's our facility that we manage, and so yeah, that's the good news. We can do, you know, within our financial capabilities, we can do whatever we want to do. And you know, this is driven by, look, we're going into a new conference, and if you look at where Memphis plays at the FedEx Forum, which is where the Grizzlies play, mm-hmm. you know, it's beautiful, right? Yeah, it is. SMU's arena is beautiful. I've been to Temple's arena. It's beautiful. You know, Navy's not in our league, but Navy's arena is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Wichita State is great. You know, Tulane's is not big, but Tulane has done a really nice renovation to their arena. Yeah. So, you know, you're just trying to be competitive, right? You're trying to be competitive, and with our fans, we want our fans to feel the same. And again, coming back to recruits, while the recruits don't really use the concourse, when you walk them in the front door, you want them to be impressed.
Yeah.
So you're making an impression. It's just a matter of how good or bad.
Well, if you're asking how you can help right now, show up at games. Because the more fans down there, 100%. The more money's coming to the coffers, the more the chances of having the same type of remodeling. All right. Some classic rock news. And I think this is really interesting. Dave Davies of the Kinks has come out and has told Elon Musk to stop flagging Kinks tweets. For some reason, every time Dave Davies of the Kinks tweets something, Elon Musk is flagging them. I'm not sure why. And then the guy who co-wrote Eye of the Tiger, which is obviously a huge song in this particular state because the Auburn Tigers, has been slamming Nikki Haley, who's now running for the presidential situation in 2024, has asked her to stop playing that song at campaign events. What's your thoughts on rock and rollers? You know, it's funny because back in the day, you wanted your song to get played on the, you wanted everyone to play your song, and now I guess they've gotten big enough where they can tell people to stop playing their music. We've seen it with Fleetwood Mac. We've seen it with we saw it with the Clintons. I've seen it all. What's your thoughts on rock and rollers telling people, don't flag me or don't play my song?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I would obey the wishes of that person if somebody, rather than to get into a debate about it or a public discussion, I suppose. I've never face that. I think that everybody who has any amount of public influence should be very careful about conversations they get into around politics.
Yeah,
I just think that it's a dangerous place.
Yes.
You know, some public figures are very well versed. Let's just use athletes or musicians. Some are very well versed in the issues and some are not.
Yeah.
You know, but just because I got a million followers, all of a sudden I've got a voice. Well, I may only halfway know what I'm talking about when I use that voice. So there's a responsibility, in my opinion, that we all have. And so I'm not saying people shouldn't do it other than to say that they need to be careful and just make sure that they understand the issues that they're speaking about.
If you had a platform, whether it was political or otherwise, and you needed a song to best describe your platform or who Mark Ingram is, what would it be? you want to answer that next week? You need some time.
Don't stop believing.
Hey, come on, you can do better than
Journey,
that, man.
Dream on, by Aerosmith.
Oh, you got to get more original than that. Dream on, that's good. All right, Mark, man. As always, that's always fun, man. We'll catch up with you next week. We greatly appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Have a good week.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.